A reading from the Gospel of Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he may touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When he saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember a holiday when I was small at my grandmother's home, mostly because it involved a practice that was foreign to me at that time, at mealtime. Adults had one long table, and we as children were at another in an adjoining room. At home and at other family gatherings, we were together. Today, I know it probably was so adults could talk together and cousins would somehow be able to talk, play, and not be in the way. But I think today's gospel is like this in some ways. The disciples want this time for Jesus and the adults who came to know the message of Jesus and the kingdom of God. They, as their society, saw children as disruptive and needing to be trained, not blessed. An interruption. Children did not have special value in that society until they were grown and productive. They had no rights. But Jesus says, "I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter into it." Children are curious. They receive the world and try and figure it out. They welcome gifts. They have few preconceived notions of God or of life around them. I remember a recent advertisement where a young girl finds a frog and brings her family to share it in a joy of discovery in the forest. Such is the way of the kingdom of God, shared joy and discovery, no matter who finds it. We might find the actions of the disciples strange because we're used to politicians and celebrities kissing babies or greeting children. But who in our society are treated as disruptive, with no rights, who need to learn? Some disciples today would turn away God's blessing from Muslims, immigrants, those of color, people with disabilities, gays and lesbians, and the list goes on. Often they are the ones who most appreciate the freedom of our countries. God's blessing is more gracious than our prejudices. Pope Francis reminds us in his tweet, as he said, how often in the Bible the Lord asks us to welcome migrants and foreigners, reminding us that we too are foreigners. Today's gospel challenges us to look within ourselves, to see those we would turn away from God's blessing, for those we would withhold it, and to perhaps be more gracious in imparting our blessing to them.